This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. The track record of global energy giant Iberdrola's U.S. subsidiary, Avangrid, has sparked concerns among utility regulators as the company seeks approval for a multi-billion dollar merger with New Mexico's largest electric provider. A hearing examiner with the New Mexico Public Regulation Commission said today that utilities owned by Avangrid have been assessed a total of $25 million in penalties and disallowances for poor customer service in three states in the past 16 months. The official said Avangrid failed to provide information about the enforcement as New Mexico regulators consider its proposed merger with PNM Resources. An attorney for Avangrid said the company will provide the information requested by the examiner. Staff members with the Public Regulation Commission in a filing Friday reiterated their concerns about the proposed merger. Issue is whether the deal is in the public's interest. Some critics have said a proposed settlement agreement between Connecticut-based Avangrid and PNM Resources, the parent company of Public Service Company of New Mexico, doesn't go far enough when it comes to customer benefits or funds to support economic development in the state. PNM and Avangrid announced concessions in April after their initial proposal failed to win the necessary support. The latest proposal includes $50 million in rate credits for customers, economic development donations of $7.5 million, additional money for energy efficiency assistance for low-income customers over 5 years, and promises of more jobs and being carbon-free by 2035. Republican congressional candidate Mark Moores went on the attack against a Democratic opponent in a final pair of network television debates ahead of the June 1st election to fill an open seat based in the Albuquerque area. Moores yesterday denounced a radical agenda from Democratic congressional nominee Melanie Stansberry on immigration, policing, the minimum wage, and more. Stansberry rarely engaged in direct retorts as she defended her support for a $15 minimum wage, reforms to address police misconduct and systemic racism, and a more humanitarian approach to immigration. In his only televised debate opportunity, independent congressional candidate Aubrey Dunn Jr. cast himself as an alternative to partisan bickering. Four candidates have their names on the ballot for the first congressional district post to succeed Deb Haaland after her departure from Congress to lead the Department of Interior. Early voting by absentee voting is underway for the seat held by Democrats since 2009. Libertarian nominee Chris Manning also is pursuing election in the 1st Congressional District. New Mexico is joining several other states that have reinstated the work search requirement for people who receive unemployment benefits. Starting this week, state labor officials say people seeking the payments must verify that they have made at least 2 work search contacts per week in order to continue receiving the money. The requirement was waived during the pandemic as unemployment rates surged due to business closures and cutbacks. The change comes as all but 2 New Mexico counties now operate in public health safety categories with the least COVID-19 restrictions. The latest state data also shows 48% of residents over 16 are fully vaccinated. New Mexico public health officials say they're investigating multiple outbreaks around the state of a highly contagious disease, often called the stomach flu. Precautions, such as frequent hand washing, are advised to prevent norovirus infection, the Department of Health said today in a statement, adding that hand sanitizer does not work against norovirus. According to the department, it's important that precautions be taken around the very young, the elderly, and people at any age with weakened immune systems because they are at risk for more serious illness from norovirus infections. Norovirus symptoms include nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, and it spreads easily from person to person. This is KUNM.